the planning staff are alive. I'm no longer considering, thinking about the things that are old, believing that God has a good plan for our future, for all of our future. Since what we think about eventually comes out of our mouths anyway, we will never get our mouths straightened out unless we do something about our thoughts.
That's true.
I believe that if we stop mentally living in the past, we can begin to think in agreement with God.
What else do we do to release our future? I mean, how do we release it? By speaking.
Yeah, that's right. And once we do that, we can begin to speak in agreement with it. By so doing, we can actually prophesy our own future. We're actually speaking into the future that God has for us. Power requires responsibility. Matthew 12:36. But I tell you, on that day of judgment, men will have to give account for every hour and opportunity, non-working word they speak. That's Matthew 12:36. Jesus taught that men will one day have to give an account for their words. Why? Because words are containers for power. Creative or destructive. Proverbs 18:21 states in the tongue is the power of life and death. That sounds like power to me. If you have the ability for life or death, either way. There must also be responsibility. Often people want power to play with, not power to be responsible for, but God won't allow that.
That's good. Very good.
That's not the way he works. God has given us words, and he expects us to be accountable for that power that he's carried in them. Words are obviously there, containers for power. A lot of times we don't realize that. If we really believe that words hold power, and that God holds us accountable for them, okay, I'm sure that we would be more careful about what we say.
Yes. So true.
Sometimes we say things that are totally ridiculous. What it was, we put a tape recorder on our belt, and I thought this was cool. This was a kid around us, and carry it for a week. We'll record everything we say. We would quickly gain revelation as to why we have some of the problems we have, and why some things never change, even though it's God's will to deliver us.
Wow. That's awesome.
I'm sure we would hear on that recording doubt and belief and such, but we would also like to hear a lot of confirmation of what is happening to us, but not much prophecy regarding our glorious future. And these are examples. We might hear statements like this. Me thinking and some others speaking, okay? I just can't hear from God. He never speaks to me. Nobody loves me. Looks like I'm destined to be lonely all my life. Yet at the same time we're making such negative statements, we claim that we are believing for our children, our marriages, our families, our careers, and our finances. Finances seem to be a major issue. That we are believing to be led by the Spirit and to find our lifetime mate is an example. We all have a great tendency to exaggerate horribly when we feel pressured. We magnify things on them out of proportion, which is really not as bad as what we try to make them. The careless words we speak in the heat of our moment may not seem much to us, but they definitely carry weight in the spiritual realm. What most of us have done in the past is pray about it and then negate our own prayers with a negative confession. That doesn't seem to work too well. We need to learn to speak life, not death, into us. John 6:63 says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. He is the life giver. The flesh conveys no benefit whatever. There is no profit in it. The words, truths, I have been speaking to you are spirit and life." That's Jesus talking. So when I suggest that you prophesy your future, I'm not talking about telling others what you believe you're going to do or have. That's not what I'm trying to say here. There may be a time for that, but maybe this is not that time at that stage. Especially for people talking to me. I'm talking about prophesying to yourself. First, obviously you got to do menial things like driving to work, cleaning the house, doing yard work, working in a car, or just going about your daily routine. Speak out faith, build words. Believing, as Jesus said, that the words you speak are spirit and life. Speak life into your life, I guess. An additional benefit is that when I'm positive, I seem to be happier. If that was good. And people enjoy being around me more. Take just 30 seconds a day. That's a lot of time. And declare that God gives you favor everywhere you go. And the results may be astounding. Just a little thought. God delights in giving his children favor.
Amen.
What he does for one, he will do for you too. For your mouth, line your mouth up with his word. And get ready to be blessed. Always remember the return, the praises and thanksgiving to him. God is good, and several times a day we should tell him that we realize that fact.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
That's right. I thought that was a little. Clear, watch and pray. And Jesus talked about this in Matthew 26:41. All of you must keep awake, give strict attention, be cautious and active, and watch and pray. Sometimes we're guilty of not being persistent enough or just putting up with the enemy's junk. I know I've done it sometimes. Sometimes we get spiritually a little lazy. Instead, we must stay alert and awake. Jesus' admonition to his disciples, watch and pray, should first be applied to our own life. Watch for the attacks of the enemy and pray immediately. Come against Satan when he is trying to get a foothold, so he'll never get a stronghold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Isn't that good?
Life in the Word, Well, we all do that consistently. But the Lord once gave me a thought. I imagine he was talking to me. Until you learn how to use my word as the weapon against the enemy, and how to prophesy your future, you would, well, forget about having very much power. Mm-hmm. I thought that was interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, there's too much mixture in our mouths.
Yes.
And it causes yes. us mm-hmm. to operate with zero power. Mm-hmm. I do it myself. You know? Mm-hmm. It's a learning of the spirits you mentioned. Mixing positive and negatives is not equal power in God's economy. The word of God coming out of the believer's mouth is a sharp sword.
Amen.
Against the enemy. Revelation 19:11-15, Jesus is depicted as riding on a white horse with a sharp sword coming forth from his mouth. Mm. I believe that sharp sword is the word of God.
It is.
Absolutely.
In Hebrews 4:12, we read that the word that God speaks is active and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It's sharper than a two-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2 Corinthians 10:4 teaches us that the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood. Mm-hmm. I'm going through a teaching on that. Now, since they're not natural, they must be spiritual. The Word of God operates in the spiritual realm. It's a spiritual, unseen weapon that defeats the spiritual, unseen enemy.
That's good.
We may not see the devil. I've never seen him, but we can certainly see his effects. I can testify that I've had his effects all over my life from time to time. I started applying these principles, I'm sure, with all of us, and soon I began to see the effects of the Word all over my life. Life conquers death.
Amen.
There is life in the Word.
Amen.
I'm going to stop there.
Can I say something? Go in. You know, Jesus was our example to go by. And he spoke his future. Mm-hmm. It was written in Isaiah before he spoke. It was written so he could speak it. Mm-hmm. The word of God is written so we can speak it. He spoke it in what Isaiah had already written about him. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. But he has anointed me.
So the word of God, if we speak it, it's our future too. It's like his.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's for us. It's for
that is so powerful. Right?
Yep.
What Isaiah had already written about him. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Mm-hmm.
But he has anointed me.
So the word of God, if we speak it, it's our future too. It's like his.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's for us. It's for
that is so powerful. Right?
Yep. Isaiah had already written about him. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Mm-hmm.
But he has anointed me.
So the word of God, if we speak it, it's our future too. It's like his.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's for us.
It's for
that is so
powerful.
What Isaiah had already written about him. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. But he has anointed me.
So the word of God, if we speak it, it's our future too. It's like his.
Yeah.
That's for us.
What Isaiah had already written about him. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Mm-hmm.
But he has anointed me.
So the word of God, if we speak it, it's our future too. It's like his.
It's for us.
That is so powerful.
What Isaiah had already written about him. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Mm-hmm.
But he has anointed me.
So the word of God, if we speak it, it's our future too. It's like his.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's for the church.
It's for us, it's for.
That is so powerful.
Yep.
Spoke it in, what Isaiah had already written about him. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. But he has anointed me.
So the word of God, if we speak it, it's our future too, it's like his.
Yeah.
That's for the church.
It's for us, it's for.
That is so powerful.
Yep.
It's for, it was written in Isaiah before he spoke. It was written so he could speak it. The word of God is written so we can speak it. He spoke it in, what Isaiah had already written about him. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. But he has anointed me.
So the word of God, if we speak it, it's our future too, it's like his.
Yeah.
That's for the church.
It's for us, it's for.
That is so powerful.
Yep.
He spoke it in, what Isaiah had already written about him. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. But he has anointed me.
So the word of God, if we speak it, it's our future too, it's like his.
Yeah.
That's for the church.
It's for us, it's for.
That is so powerful.
Yep.
It's for what Isaiah had already written about him. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. But he has anointed me.
So the word of God, if we speak it, it's our future too, it's like his.
Yeah.
That's for the church.
It's for us, it's for.
That is so powerful.
Yep.
It's for what Isaiah had already written about him. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.